This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we are back. It's a Chickies Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. They win four in a row, then they lose three in a row. Ike, they won't let us just be happy. How you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, it is Friday. I'm not in a real good mood today, but we're going to try to get through this. The Phillies are doing a great job of trying to ruin the month of August as we get ready for football season to start. Jackie Baseball, you have no answers for me. You told me everything was going to be okay. Doesn't feel that way. Holler at your boy.
On Tuesday, they were different, and is it okay to believe in the Phillies by Friday?
Yep,
the bet sets are falling off.
This is the season we are living with.
Yeah.
Yep, this is the season we're living
with.
That's
baseball.
Yeah, they never let you get comfortable.
No, that's baseball. That's not what we're doing.
Oh, yes.
That's not what we're doing. That is not what we're doing.
Right on time.
It's a big show, as it always is, on Fridays. Tornado Shapiro joining us at 3:30. Elliot joining us at 3. We will find out if I hold on to the belt at 4:30.
No shot.
Well, tell me who deserves it then.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't even know.
Yeah, all right.
Seltzer for the Herbert
Maybe
rant?
Seltzer, yeah.
Come on.
We're giving it away too early.
Yeah, well, I don't even know who's going to get the belt, to be honest.
It has to be the best one this week.
Seltzer?
Yeah.
Come on, I eviscerated him the next day. I keep the belt for that. All right. Here we go. So we're talking about the Phillies. What a – man, it really did feel good after that first win against the Reds, having swept the Rangers, winning four in a row. And then it couldn't feel worse after the two games against the Reds and then losing to the Nats last night, wasting a pretty good effort from Jesus Luzardo. And by the way, like, not leading off talking about Thompson, but just an awful decision to keep Luzardo in there to let it get to the point that it got in the seventh, and then bunting Soto, I couldn't figure that one out either. But one of the big talking points as the bats go cold, and he is not the only one guilty of this, is Nick Castellanos. So Nick Castellanos, let me give you the stats for the last month. This is the last 28 days. Last 28 days, Nick Castellanos is hitting 178 with an on-base percentage of 208, an OPS of 494. He has three total walks in the last 28 days. All of this with his famous no errors, but still pretty sub-average defense.
Definitely
in the right field.
Sub-average.
Yeah. So what people are calling for is, now that we all think that Rob Thompson has this magic touch in the outfield, is to platoon Nick Castellanos as well. And I am here to say, I do not want them to platoon Nick Castellanos. As poor as Nick Castellanos is playing, I want Nick Castellanos to play every single day until he works his way through this. I want them to do the same exact thing they did at the beginning of last year with Nick Castellanos, is ride him until he gets himself out of it.
Pause.
Because here, I guess a little bit. Here's what I think. I don't think they're going to win the World Series without Nick Castellanos figuring it out. They don't have a very deep lineup. And without Castellanos getting to normal Castellanos levels, I don't think they're going to win the World Series anyway. It's not like we have some great platoon option there. We're not going to win the World Series with platooning left field, center field, and right field. It just doesn't work. And while I would love to bench Castellanos or platoon him or, you know, lefty-righty, whatever we do, I think it does two things. First of all, it gives us a worse chance of him working his way through it. I don't think we have a – and second of all, I don't think we have a great option anyway. So I think the best option, as bad as this option is to play Nick Castellanos every single day and hope that he works his way through it. And the last thing I want, by the way, is to lose him completely.
Well,
because I feel like if we lose him completely, again, we're in this hole that we're never going to get out of.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm
done. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. He's arguably the worst hitter on the team right now and has been for 2 months. And this idea of being afraid to bench or platoon Nick Castellanos because for some reason he may not like it, because that's all it is. It's not a baseball reason. He stinks right now.
He does. But
he stinks right now. So he needs to sit just like everybody else who has to sit at times. He's not Bryce Harper. He's not Kyle Schwarber. He's not Trey Turner. So he's been treated because his salary has put him in this box like he's one of those guys. He's not one of those guys. We went through this nonsense last year with him where he got his way. And sure, he started to hit the ball a little bit better late in the season. What did that do for us in the postseason? Not a whole lot. And here's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Here's all I'm saying. I understand he may not like it, but it may be beneficial for him. Also, Rob Thompson is walking a tightrope with this clubhouse. He's walking a tightrope. He treats the other guys in the outfield that way. Right? They aren't hitting well. Max Kepler's not hitting well. He thinks he's a player every day. Like he doesn't mind doing it with the other guys. And it's only because of Nick Castellanos' salary and his temperament, a way he would react in a negative way, is why this isn't happening. That's the only reason I can think of, that at least to sit him down every other day or platoon him against left-handed pitching versus right-handed pitching, I don't see why or how that would hurt him or the team. Leaving him in the lineup only exposes him. He's undisciplined at the plate. As a matter of fact, sometimes I think he goes up there being defiant and just swinging at the first pitch as if he has a bead on something that no one else has, and it's not helping the team. It's not helping the team.
215-592-9494. Do you think they should just ride the Castellanos thing out? I do. Or do you think they should platoon him? And I want to be clear, like, I agree with a lot of what you said in terms of the tightrope that Rob Thompson has to walk. But these are the cards that he has dealt. Right? Like, Castellanos is the guy out there. And I just don't think they have enough players to platoon every single outfield position every night. Would have been nice if Harrison Bader came here and was knocking the stuffing out of the ball. Mm-hmm. He's hitting about .180 since he got here anyway. In fact, I don't think any of the, aside from maybe Marsh, I don't know that any of the, but I don't think Marsh is. I don't think any of the outfielders are making the case to play every day. And I guess my point is, I've seen Nick Castellanos get hot for a month and a half. I've seen it. Like, I've seen that he is a hot and cold player. And you have to have both of them. You can't just put him in when he's hot and take him out when he's not hot. He's just not that kind of player. I wish he wasn't such a baby. I wish they had a better option. I just don't think they have a better option. Like, I think
no, they don't.
I think their best option is to hope Nick Castellanos finds his way.
But don't you think this is in part to help him? He doesn't think he needs to ever sit, because he wants to go up there and swing his way out of everything. But it's clearly not working for him. So all I'm saying is, we've exhausted those possibilities. We've given you the benefit of the doubt to do it your way. Why not give me the benefit of the doubt, meaning Rob Thompson, and let's try it this way to see if this helps, as well as possibly generating some offense from some of the other guys. I'm not saying it has to go on for the entire remaining part of the season. I'm just saying, you're in a long season where you're trying to hit pockets, right? You're trying to hit pockets where you can find someone who's hot that could do a little bit offensively. And then when you see them cool off, you try to avoid staying in that pocket. They've stayed in this pocket with Nick Castellanos far too long. And for me, I'm saying he has not commanded that with his play on the field. He is not. It's only his salary why he gets treated as if he's one of those other three guys, and he's not one of those guys.
215-592-9494. Do you think they should platoon Castellanos or ride him all the way through to the playoffs? Jack, what are you thinking? Jackie baseball.
It's just nauseating watching him play. I'm so counting down the days until Nick Castellanos is no longer a Philly.
But
and I'm first off, I'm platooning him. Like, you pair him with Kepler. Kepler's been hitting the ball a little bit harder. Give him a breather. Like he,
who's playing every day then?
Kepler against righties.
Yep.
And then
well, what are you doing in the outfield spots? How many outfielders do you
going
have?
Going Bader Marsh. And then you can go Weston Wilson in left field. Like, you can go Marsh in center field. Like, there's – I just don't care about losing Nick Castellanos anymore.
I think you should.
I don't.
For this year, I think you should.
I don't care about losing him anymore. And the other thing is
– how much more lost can he be?
Dude, since the benching, he's hitting under 220.
Like, right, but he did the same thing at the beginning of last year without benching.
I'm just sick of him. And, like, maybe it'll get him – maybe it'll piss him off. I don't know. And then you can get a – and then he can get hot at the right time, whatever. But for right now, he's killing them. He's just killing them.
Well,
the stars at the top are not helping.
I was going to say, they're all killing them right now.
But they have dead weight in the middle of the lineup as well. And I just, you say, oh, they might lose him. Oh, no. Oh, no. I might lose one of the most unproductive players in baseball. He's a bad baseball player.
And in game one, or game two last year of the NLDS, without Nick Castellanos, they don't win that game.
And great.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't win that game.
He contributed once. Awesome.
Well, he contributed as much as Kyle Schwarber did.
I know. I'm just saying.
You know what I mean? Like,
he manned up in game four. It was just him and Bryce.
He's the only, by the way, he's the only one in that lineup that has any balls.
But you can't just play him.
He's the only.
He's lost his balls.
No.
He's lost his. Do you want to break down?
He's breaking down his balls now?
Yeah. We breaking this down right now?
Holy cow.
He looks checked out, and he looks like he needs a kick in the ass a little bit. And to keep just throwing him out there every single day and expecting today's a day that's going to click, that's faulty logic too. It's okay to sit guys to try to maybe get them right. I'm not saying you have to ruin them for the rest of the season, but at least give something else besides, go play again, Nick. They almost did it on Saturday. Like, he finally committed a bit, right? He blamed the tough turf at Globe Life, like it was Veteran Stadium. Like, there was a smidge with Castellanos, but oh my goodness, how he's reacted since the benching, where he's swinging at first pitches and gone into the toilet. Like, I just don't care anymore. I don't care about Castellanos. I don't care about his feelings. I'm counting on the days until he's out of here.
I want to win a World Series, and we can't get rid of him until in the offseason. And I'm trying to get the best out of Nick Castellanos,
but
and I don't think you're going to do it by benching
him. Play
him
every day. Do the best thing for the team.
215-592-9494. Should they platoon Castellanos or play him? We do have a next question today because the Fantasy Football League is filled, and I like next questions on Fridays.
All right.
And it's based on, you know, I stopped at the grocery store on the way home last night, and I asked my wife, do you need anything? She's like, pick up some bananas. I put a bunch of bananas on the thing, six bananas. It's $1.49. And I thought to myself, bananas in this economy are a bargain.
In this economy?
Bananas are a bargain. How is it still $1.49? It feels like everything else in the grocery store has gone through the roof except for bananas.
Eggs, am I right?
So for next question today, just give us a bargain. Give us something in life that's a bargain. Jack?
Bryce Harper.
Yeah. By the way, maybe sit him,
nah,
too.
Nah.
Yeah, well,
you got to let him come.
Yeah, okay.
You
got to let him come. All right. Mopey Bryce.
I'll go. This is for all my EV peeps out there.
Yeah.
Electric vehicle. It's pretty cheap to charge an old EV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't cost much.
Yeah?
It doesn't cost much. Now, like, you're not the tank.
No, you don't have one at home, so you
not
have
yet,
to pay
though.
To do it somewhere else,
not
right?
Yet,
what does it cost to
do? Yeah, about like $10. For pretty much a full charge.
I wouldn't mind paying $10 for a full tank, to be honest with you. Ike, a bargain? Something that's a bargain?
I got to be honest with you. I'm struggling.
Yeah.
There's not
a lot of bargains out. That's why. Dude,
I'm struggling over here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Truth, I asked ChatGPT this morning, what percentage of my diet could be bananas and me still be healthy? It said 400 to 500 calories.
Okay.
So a quarter
That's a
of my
lot of damn bananas.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I might just go bananas because it's cheap.
Do you ask ChatGPT for advice on everything?
A lot of things if I don't know the answer.
Oh, you didn't know. I told Spy yesterday.
He downloaded it.
I'm in.
He's got the app.
Just because he downloaded it doesn't mean you're in.
Yeah, I'm
exactly
going to get him there.
Right.
I'm going to get
exactly
him there.
Right. I have no idea how to use it.
I'm going to get him there. I'm going to get
exactly
him there.
I know. Right.
You've had an easy pass for 20 years.
Yeah. I know how to use that, though, yes.
Didn't figure it out until last five.
You're right. I don't know how to use
ChatGPT. I'll get you there. 215-592-9494.
So
should they sit or should they platoon Castellanos or just ride him? I say ride him. We're here. It gives us a chance
up with
to win.
Are you telling people to take the pledge?
Yeah. No, there's no pledge today. And for next question, they give us something that's a bargain. Ben in Warrington kicks us off. Ben, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How are you guys?
What's up, Ben?
What up, Ben?
So I was at the game last night. I had boots on the ground. It was definitely a sluggish effort to say.
What do you want to do? You know, they were in bed at 4:30 in the morning in Cincinnati.
They didn't get
there until an hour before the game.
Wow.
What do you want? That's tough. That's tough sledding. I think Thompson took a nap in the seventh.
This goes back to the deadline. Is like Bader really a needle mover? Like we needed a bat. Jack, we've talked about this a lot. Like Duran is great. Don't get me wrong, but Dave is like sleeping at the wheel here. Like the pitching wasn't bad last night, but you can't expect to win when you score two runs. And for the Castellanos thing, like, you're telling me you don't want to platoon one, not two, but three outfielders? I don't think that's sustainable if we want to win a World Series.
Is it sustainable to have a right fielder whose OBP is 200 since July 1st? I mean, that's not sustainable either.
Neither is Max Kepler. I mean, he's a liability in himself.
Hold on. Have you seen his hard hit percentage in the last 2 weeks?
Here we go.
Yeah. I guess my point is, been like Castellanos is the only one of the outfield guys that I know can get hot for a month or two. And that I'm not confident in, forget about Thompson, I'm not confident in any manager being able to press all the right buttons with three different outfield platoons for the rest of the season and then the playoffs. I just don't think it'll work. I don't think it's realistic.
Yeah, we can't go into the seventh inning sleepwalking. I mean, we have to wake up early and step on a throat, and we need the next three from the Nats, no questions asked.
Well, that's for sure.
No doubt we're splitting.
So, oh, yeah.
Told you.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, no doubt. And we're going to lose Wheeler tonight. There's no doubt in my mind.
And they're facing Cade Cavalli tomorrow.
Ben, do you have a bargain? I know I'm just putting you on the spot. But
I'll go with Marshalls. I always find good. I got a nice Eagles
good deal.
Starter jacket for $40.
Marshalls? That's a good deal. Yeah, Marshalls. You got the Marshalls, TJ Maxx, all
yeah,
those places.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember.
You know, you get deals. You get deals in those places.
Haven't been to Marshalls in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9490.
Nothing wrong with it. I'm just
saying. No, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. I know. There's money bags everywhere.
Need some underwear. You know, need some undershirts, need some socks.
Right.
Good deal there. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you think they should platoon Castellanos or just let it? Well, I don't even know what phrase to use if I can't use
ride. Just say ride.
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Yeah, just like with Bomer.
When I say ride to Bomer, everybody gets all of
Let it ride with Casty.
DFA.
No. Oh, stop it.
Coming up, Crawford.
Coming up next, our Rocky obsession in Philadelphia has gone one step too far, and we will find out that where your tax dollars are going, by the way. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly because it's Friday. Fantasy football draft time almost here. You can book your draft party at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Phillies platoon Nick Castellanos or let him play through it? Ike, what do you think the poll results are? Platoon Casty or let him play through it?
We're not in a good mood today. Yeah, platoon Casty is probably leading 63%.
70%.
70%, okay.
Oh, no, we're going to lose him. Oh, no.
I'm telling you, you have a better chance of Castellanos getting hot and it end up helping you than whatever platoon thing you're going to do.
But he's not.
Work.
But here's the thing. He's not getting benched.
You're being emotional. I am being analytical here. You're being an emotional Phillies fan. Yeah.
With him, I get very emotional. But there is a chance, of course. Like, sure, I agree. Like, he can get hot. But for right now, like, you can't just keep trotting him out there and saying, here's a day where it's going to flip the switch. Make him earn it. Whatever happened in this country to when you had to earn things. Buzz almost took us off the air to start the show so he could earn something. He thought it was his moment.
Yeah. He was busy cutting a cord back there, you know. But it's just, which one are you on, Snip?
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Platoon Casty or let him play through it. Jeff Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Spike, you're right. Bananas are a bargain. They have been for years.
Yeah, so, bananas are a bargain. Six of them buck 40? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's about what they've been for, I don't know how long, dude, ever since I've been buying.
Who the hell eats bananas? So,
I eat bananas every day.
Is it supply and demand? If more people were eating them, they would cost more, I would imagine.
No, they go down.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a more demand, lower cost.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So, Spike,
that's how it works.
Sutton needs them.
If I'm the manager, Spike, I'm looking for ways to lose Castellanos because I figure nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So, what have I got to lose if I have to platoon him, or at best platoon? I'd rather have the outfield right now, Marsh and He-Man and Kepler. I feel more confident in Kepler now, and I was one of the ones that wanted to DFA that guy 3 weeks ago. That's how bad Castellanos is to me.
Yeah, but the stats that you are bagging on Castellanos for the last month has been Max Kepler for 4 months. He's hit 200 for 4 months. And I agree. If we're talking about defensive replacement in right field in the ninth inning, absolutely fine. By the way, I'm absolutely fine. And Ike and I were talking about this, I think, last week. I'd rather have Kepler up there at this point, at this point in the season, than the kid in AAA.
Oh, Crawford.
Crawford. Yeah. I'm okay with Kepler being on the team. I'm over that part of it. But, I don't see anybody else in the outfield that I know can get hot as an everyday player like Casty can. And again, I'm not like a huge Casty guy. I'm annoyed with him too. I hope he's not on the team next year. But if I want to win a World Series this year, I'm not buying the fact that we can three platoon our way through the season and the postseason. And I would just rather close my eyes, cross my fingers.
What if they tried for a week or so, and then it does get him going? And then maybe he can work his way back in there being the everyday right fielder. I'm not saying it has to be this way the rest of the year. So I can agree with you that this may not be the best formula to go win a World Series. But we can't even get to the World Series until we get him right. So why not just take the chances of doing it now and seeing if that can change or spark something in him versus saying just keep doing it the same way we've been doing it?
I guess because – and you're not going to like this answer, but I guess because –
say if it's baseball, this baseball.
No. The way he is, and I know he shouldn't get special treatment, but what got him through this last year was keep throwing him out there. And, like, he doesn't seem like a guy who is going – and I understand that this is not fair, but he just doesn't seem like a guy who is going to – react well.
Oh yeah, we know that.
So
that's for sure.
So I really
have another meeting after the.
I'm just like crossing my fingers and hope he can hit. That seems like the best way to do it for me, for Castellanos. I don't know.
If that was a 2 week thing, I see what you're saying. If this was like a 2 week thing, maybe three at the most with Castellanos. Dude, this has been going on 7 weeks now. That he's got a
His hot spurt came in like April.
Yeah.
No, last year was May. Oh, you mean this year?
This year. Yeah.
It was April May. It was April May. Yeah. And
it's August.
Yeah.
But the guy
I've had knee surgery, a colonoscopy, I've had all type of things that's happened since this happened.
And you're telling me Nick Castellanos get to sit down?
Yeah, you're still producing, right?
Yeah. Jeff, I know you said we're looking for next question today. We're looking for a bargain. I know you said bananas are a bargain. Do you got another bargain?
You know what? It's still a food thing, but the saltine crackers that you buy like at a big box place like BJ's, Costco, or Sam's Club, the big box of those is still only about $8. And you get a lot.
Saltines.
I get them all the time. Yeah. Yeah, just straight saltines. The Keebler one. Yeah.
Man, who's eating saltines in 2025?
I do.
Now, for me, saltines were when I was in college, the last thing I had.
Yeah.
So I would just like, throw some peanut butter on a saltine.
I think that's what the camera eats for breakfast.
He did for a while. I don't think he does anymore.
Yeah.
Before he got his private chef that would make him.
Yeah,
but eggs
he would
bacon.
Also eat leftover spaghetti or a meatball parm sandwich.
Dude, the midday show, when they were the midday show and what they would eat in the meetings was.
Yeah.
I thought both of them, I had to have a talk with both of them. I thought they were both going to die.
Yeah, and then Seltzer has a double espresso frappuccino.
Yes, yeah.
Who's already like one of the most hyper people I've ever been around.
Yep.
Seems like a bad mix.
Yeah, and from the outside, they didn't look like, oh no, are they going to implode, from a physical standpoint?
Yeah.
I'm watching at one point when they were doing middays, Richie eating four Danish and those little...
Tasty cakes?
No. What were the little...
Oh, Dietz nuts.
Dietz nuts. No. He would eat four packets of Dietz nuts.
Meat snacks.
Yeah, he would eat meat snacks and Danish. The camera's over there with the peanut butter where the jar has been opened overnight with the saltines. Seltzer over there sucking down coffees and his leg bouncing so hard. I was worried the building was going to fall down.
Turtle picking his belly button.
Yeah, turtle picking his belly button. I was like, you guys are going to die. I have a whole career left in front of me, and I'm depending on you guys. So here's some news. So I think the news has spread, but per Axios, I get this newsletter every morning.
Why?
The city's art commission approved the Department of Aviation's plan to purchase a new 10-foot Rocky statue and install it on the second floor concourse of Terminal A West,
awesome,
past airport security. So we're going to get another Rocky statue, which, by the way, I assume you and I are paying for with our wage tax or whatever.
Definitely.
I'm sure. Yeah. Like, can't fix the road around the Commodore Barry Bridge, but we'll certainly get another Rocky statue. Mm-hmm. This will be – now, I didn't know this will be the third Rocky statue. There's the one by the Art Museum. Stallone has a Rocky statue.
Stallone has a Rocky statue?
He does. Now, it makes more sense for Stallone to have a Rocky statue than for one to be in the airport.
Now, that's true.
You know what? At least he was in Rocky.
Is it at his house?
I would assume so.
Like Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
outside in the front.
Everybody knows about Rocky. We don't have to continue pushing the Rocky thing. We can be famous for a lot. You know what? Take the statue from the link with Nick and Doug Peterson and put that in the airport.
Yeah, put that in the airport.
Put that in the airport.
And put Jalen and Coach Sirianni's statue out in front of the
There you go. There you go. Put something.
Put the dagger out there.
Put Ben Franklin. Put the friggin' Constitution. Well, enough with Rocky.
Franklin's from Boston.
We don't need. Well, we have the Ben Franklin Museum here. Put Betsy Ross. Yeah, there you go. The statue of Betsy Ross.
There you go.
We don't need more Rocky.
Wilt.
We just don't need.
Something.
We don't. Wilt. We don't need to with the 20,000 a statue with Wilt and 20,000 women.
Yeah.
All of Terminal A.
Put a WIP statue.
There
so they want everybody coming in to see Rocky. The first thing they see is Rocky.
Yeah, as if not even a real guy. He's not even a real guy. And you know what? He lost. He lost in the first one.
Yeah, he did.
The Rocky obsession, it's been 50 years. I don't mind having it in front of the art museum. But we don't need the first thing that people see when they first of all, Philadelphians don't need to come home and say, there it is. Rocky, I'm finally home.
I'm surprised they didn't put I'm literally surprised they didn't put cheesesteak next to it. And the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
With John merchandise right
yes,
there. It's
yeah.
merchandise.
It's sickening.
It's enough. Enough. We are famous for enough things.
We've won Super Bowls.
Two of them.
Yeah. Like Rocky before Super Bowl, I get it.
Put a statue of Ike in the airport.
Oh, I fly out of Terminal C and F majority of the
time. Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
I would never see it.
Whatever it costs, I could start a GoFundMe right now and raise enough money for an Ike statue for the airport. We don't need to be paying for another Rocky statue. There are so many other things.
Yeah.
Put a poster of Rocky. We just don't need the statue anymore. And I don't think we need to keep pushing the Rocky thing. It was a great movie. It was 50 years ago.
It's time to move past Rocky, huh?
A little bit. Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm just here, man. I'm just a bystander.
Okay.
I don't have the right to push Rocky out, man. I don't. But I will tell you, it is something that outsiders think about when they come to Philadelphia.
I know. We just don't have to reinforce it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
so having it at the art museum is enough.
It's enough.
Yeah, we don't need it at the airport.
We don't need the first thing that when people fly in here. And isn't Terminal A the international?
It's international,
terminal?
It is.
Oh, great. So people all across the world, they're arriving in Philadelphia, the birthplace of the nation. And what are they seeing? Rocky, a fake guy.
Well, but they would probably be excited. Like, they see Rocky.
They would be like, there it is,
the Rocky statue.
And then they leave thinking that's all we
but
are.
But is Rocky still big, everybody?
I would hope not.
I don't want it to be. We don't need to keep pushing it.
I just think we're bigger than Rocky now.
We are.
Yeah. It was good. It had a good run.
It did.
It had a damn good run.
Clearly, it's still having a run.
It's been the side topic on WIP for 30 years. I mean, everything's been Rocky related.
Yeah, I just think.
Well, Joe DeCamera keeps that alive.
He does.
He's a big Rocky fan.
Oh, is DeCamera a big Rocky guy?
Oh, yeah.
You kidding me? He quotes it like every day.
Oh, yeah. Does he? Wow.
Yeah. You did craft the midday show.
Yeah, I did. I did. I never told him to keep talking about Rocky.
Well, he was treating his tennis coach like it was Mickey.
215. Yeah, Mick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
205-592-9494. I guess we'll take calls on that. Are you done with Rocky?
And what should be there?
Yeah, I could think of 100 statues.
Because people don't like the cheesesteak thing either.
I'd rather have it. I'll tell you what, I'm more proud of the cheesesteak than I am of Rocky.
Right?
Well, I'd rather have a cheesesteak statue.
When the national game comes, they show the same cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Places. Yeah. Stock
people
images.
Upset about that.
And that's fine. I'm even fine. Put a statue of a cheesesteak.
Okay.
At least cheesesteaks are still a thing, you know? Rocky.
But just a cheesesteak, no one's...
Big cheesesteak.
Like, I mean, no restaurant specifically.
No. Just a
cheesesteak.
Just a cheesesteak. Yeah, I don't want to get into that war.
Deucey! It's a great deuce. Hold on. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Y'all keep
all
the show going.
My teammates over here. All right. Well.
Does he want to come on?
You know what else we're famous for here? We're famous for going down the shore. And as we, when we go down the shore, we all pay thousands of dollars to stay at somebody else's shore house, right? You don't want to stay at somebody else's shore house all the time. What you want to do is have your own, and you thought it was impossible. Well, it's not impossible when you have the right realtor. And the right realtor is Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E, the official realtor for years of the Rights Ricky Sanchez podcast. And what Kasebe specializes in is the Delaware beaches, right? You've heard about the Jersey Shore. Maybe you've been going to the Jersey Shore. The Delaware Shore is better than the Jersey Shore is, especially when you own property. The property tax is way lower. So what you do is you hook up with Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. You're able to afford your own shore house by renting it out for a lot of the summer. Those people are paying your mortgage, and you have your own shore house to go to. You have your own investment opportunity. When it's time, Kasebe is the guy. As I said, K-S-E-B-E out of Long and Foster. You can call or text him. This is the cell number, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. 215-592-9494. Do you want to say who
that was? Totally unprofessional.
Yeah, it was. Well, by the way, Jack was mystified by the fact. Jack, our producer, mystified that you – do you want to say?
Me or him?
Yes. Him.
Oh, Jack. Oh, no, we're Deuce is here.
Yeah, Deuce
former Staley. Eagle great, yes, yep, Deuce Staley is here. He brought some of the coaches over from with Cleveland with him. And okay. One of my other former coaches, Bill Musgrave.
Oh.
So Bill was here, yeah, my rookie year.
Chip Kelly? On this?
Did he come back with Chip Kelly?
I think
Kelly?
He was in the staff with Chip Kelly.
Okay, maybe.
You want to bring him on, ask him where they'd rank Jalen?
Yeah. What do you guys think?
What do you think of the tears?
Did you win in practice the last 2 years?
Yeah, come on.
Tell you what, Deuce no longer on the Andy Reid diet.
Well, we were at dinner last night together somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
With some other former players.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because.
Yes. It's not with the old guys.
Yeah.
What? Go
ahead. Yeah, because I saw Ike. I didn't get out of there until 6:30. Ran to Ike in traffic. And I was like, this
I was still waiting.
It's late for you
I
getting out of here.
I was waiting to go beat them at 7.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah. What'd you guys talk about last night? You want to give us any insight?
No.
All right.
A little bit of everything.
By the way, about speaking of Cleveland, Tim McManus today said that the camp or the practice where Elliott said that Hurts threw one interception.
Oh,
McManus
boy.
Said he threw three.
Wow! So
he threw 1 in 11 on 11, 1 in 7 on 7, and 1 in 1 on 1. What I guess?
Wow! Yeah, so, 1-on-1 drills.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he said he threw three.
The scandal continues.
Three.
Yeah.
Three, and he said it assuredly.
Dude, we might. If we can't even trust his training camp stats,
what can we trust?
What can we trust?
Yep. And, by the way, how do we know that the interception thing last year was legitimate?
Now we got
how do we know
everything.
He didn't throw an interception? Elliott called it a sack.
Yeah.
Now we question
there
everything.
Was one on Sunday at the open practice. One of the worst interceptions I've ever seen a quarterback throw.
Here
and he said
go.
He sacked.
Here
he was sacked.
Go.
Yeah. It's
dude, it was horrible.
215-592-9494. Cole in Chester. You're on WIP. What's up, Cole?
What's up? I think that the Phils should honestly just keep Castellanos in the lineup. Man should be starting in right field. You can disagree with me if you want to, but I think that's the truth.
Well, I agree with him. So you guys.
Yeah, I'm like, why? For the same reason, Spike? Well, yeah, why? Like, tell me why. Like,
I don't
understand the benefit of keeping him out there.
And then you're going to have Marsh playing in left.
Mm-hmm.
What difference does it make?
And then maybe if Kepler stays hot, then you consider him in a lineup opportunity, but it's all a big if.
But what's the benefit to keeping him out there?
To keeping who? Castellanos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they should give him some time off. I don't disagree. I think everyone.
Okay, yeah. I'm starting to see some flaws in the argument here.
Okay. So, real quick, everybody's Max Kepler'd up. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody's Max Kepler'd up.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you got for me?
Okay, so I just said that over the last month, Nick Castellanos is hitting 180, right? Mm-hmm. Over the last month.
Here we go, Kepler numbers. Well,
over the last month, Max Kepler is hitting 211 with an on-base percentage of 258.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good.
Well, it's not.
What's his hard hit percentage?
I don't care what his hard hit percentage is.
It could be indicative.
This is the worst month that Max Kepler has had
because he's barely,
as a Philly.
At least he won't kill you in the field. Just saying.
But he'll never be an everyday player. And Nick Castellanos has been an everyday player since he got here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Go back to being an everyday player once he starts to hit the ball.
He can't hit the ball if he's not playing.
That is true.
Yeah.
But he could have a nice reset.
Yes.
He could have a nice
reset. I tell you
reset.
What, he's been playing every day, and he's not hitting the ball that often.
Well, that's true. But again, I will remind you of last year. The first 6 weeks of the season, he was dog duty. And everybody was begging for them to give him a day off. He didn't have a day off. And he ended up, his stats at the end of last year looked like normal Casty stats. I just think Castellanos will even out. This is the kind of player he is. He's hot and cold. And no need to make him more miserable than he is. 215-592-9494. Sid the Kid, you're on WIP. What's up, Sid?
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Sid?
Hey, what's going on, man? Not much, just working. Hey, yo, I ain't gonna hold you, man. I normally don't really agree with Spike like that, you feel me? But,
I do.
You got a point, man. Like, the Cassie, man, is going to eventually just get out the rut, man. That's what he does.
But what if he
does
it? What if you just keep riding Castellanos and he never gets out of it? We're just gonna keep trotting out there every single day?
But if that's how you feel, Jack, you already want to get rid of him at the end of the year anyway.
Yeah. All right.
So you might as well just let him rock out. He's going to then when he gets hot, And then you're going to be back on the wagon. He wanted to get rid of Max Kepler at the trade deadline. Jay, he's like, I can't wait to get him out of here now. He's
I still can't wait till he's out of here. I still can't.
You do have a good point there, Sid. All Jack was talking about was DFAing Max Kepler after the trade deadline.
Right.
And now he wants to play him over Castellanos.
Yes.
Exactly. That's why you can't trust Jack. He's too emotional, man. You know what I mean?
Nah, there's
he's
no too emotional. Just facts.
And then real quick, I'll make this second point about the quarterback stuff y'all talking about on Monday. I'm going to lead his line up there. Every quarterback can be a passer, but every passer can't be a quarterback. You feel me? Like, it's a lot of mental that goes into being a quarterback. You know, reading defenses, knowing where to go with the ball, down in distance. Like, even Tom Brady said that's what his superpower was, reading the defenses. It's a mental game at being a quarterback more than just throwing the ball.
Is this supposed to be a pro Jalen part? Is this supposed to be Jalen point?
Yes.
It's definitely a pro Jalen point.
Well, he's not very good at reading the defenses.
Well, he's
what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
That's what separates quarterbacks from just good pass or just good passers.
But he's not. He's not a good passer.
Okay, but he's also he's a good quarterback. He reads the defenses. He knows where to go with the ball. He's accurate with the football. You know what I mean? Down in distance, time management, all that stuff goes into being a quarterback. It's a lot of mental that goes into it, more than just having a cannon for an arm. You feel me?
Yep.
So like I said, every quarterback can be a passer, but every passer can't be a quarterback. And Brady said it the best.
I agree, but the guys that we're talking about in the top 10, I don't think we're talking about guys that are just have cannon arms and haven't, you know, amounted to anything. That's Jameis Winston.
Winston
has a big arm and hasn't become a good quarterback. But the other guys that we're talking about in the top 10 are good quarterbacks.
Right, exactly. Like Jameis Winston, he has the good arm and all that, but his decision making gives you 30 interceptions and 30 touchdowns. So that's why I say it creates quarterbacks from, like, just passers. And Jalen Hurts, believe it or not, he's a better quarterback than some of these dudes. You know what I mean? With reading defenses and knowing where to go with the ball, not turning it over, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not saying he's the best, but he's far from, you know, being some, you know, down on the bottom where some of these
I agree with you. He has shown. Thank you for the I think the biggest thing with Jalen that I've realized is that there is something to the whole winning thing.
Yeah,
there's something to it.
Yes.
No, I've said that. There's something to it. There's absolutely something to it. It's not everything, but it is definitely there is definitely something to it.
As long as the circumstances are right, yes.
No, because here's the thing.
Yeah.
There are guys who've had talent around them, but they couldn't get out of their own way.
Of course.
That's the Jameis Winston.
Yes. Yeah.
So decision making, being a good leader. And listen, I'm not telling you he's a great leader. I think he's continued to develop as a leader. And there are different ways to lead. And at the quarterback position, it's an ever-evolving thing. You don't get to sit back and just be a quiet, do-it-by-example type of guy as a leader when you're the quarterback. He started to realize that, right? And it's not just when he's speaking at a podium after the game or what have you. It's off the field. It's what you're doing to bring everybody together. A lot of that stuff allows guys to continue to believe in him as a quarterback.
Sure.
And I think that was a lot. I think that helped us out a lot when Donovan was young as a player and we didn't have a ton of talent around him. You know, we as his teammates, we still believed that we gave him a shot. Him, Deuce, you give them a shot to win a game late in the game, they're going to go ahead and be able to do it. We won a lot of games in 2000 and 2001 that were close games, that were just close games where we kind of gutted them out.
You know, I would say the best way I can explain being optimistic about Jalen's future is, and he has done a lot more than these guys, but let me get to it, is when you talk about Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, like all of these quarterbacks that got much better as they got to 30.
Right.
Like he has the reason that, like, I think we can see a better Jalen Hurts than we have seen. He has been good, absolutely good enough for them to win a Super Bowl. But to me, like, when we see the better Jalen Hurts, then we will look at the Jalen Hurts of last year and the year before and see the difference between what he may evolve into and what he already is.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like, he still has a lot to go. There are a lot of quarterbacks, especially the last 15 years, as guys have been pushed into starting roles a lot earlier than they used to when we were growing up, when guys that would, you know, wait 5-6 years become a quarterback, or even 2 or 3.
I don't know what he did specifically in 2022, where he just played with supreme confidence, throwing the ball and everything else. But hell, I'll take that.
Oh, my God, yes.
Just get back to playing football that way. And I don't know, it was the first year with AJ, so he didn't have a problem. Remember, AJ caught so many contested balls that year and touchdowns. Yeah, he took those shots. So I don't know what happened last year with him to where it seemed like he played more of a conservative game in the passing game. If he can get back to being 2022, Jalen, man, this team, with the addition of weapons that they have on offense since then, this team should be able to repeat as champions.
Well, that's the Jalen we saw in the last two games of the year.
Yeah.
In the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. And if he can hold on to whatever that is, whatever, you know, we hope that he unlocked, then not just him as a quarterback, as an offense, they could be the number one scoring offense in the NFL.
Yeah.
They could, you know. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you want to let it ride with Casty, which is what I say? Just keep throwing him out there and hope he gets good, or start platooning him as Jack has the countdown clock on when we can release Nick Castellanos after the, or trade Nick Castellanos after the trade.
45% hard contact rate for Kepler in August, 21% for Nick Castellanos.
Great. And over the last 365 days, Max Kepler is hitting 199. Mm-hmm. 199.
Yeah.
199. That's Whit Merrifield territory.
Well,
all right?
He's got some home runs in there.
Okay. Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. Elliot and James arguing a little bit on the morning show today.
Yes.
James
said athletes are human beings, so that's why it's okay to struggle in camp.
Oh, well, we didn't know were human beings. Yeah. Elliot joins us next. Your call is as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.